This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a radio feature heard all over this nation and in other nations as well. We have been studying for the past 2 times on the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. Remember, my friends, it does not matter what a man may tell you he has done to be saved. If it does not fit with what the Bible teaches about it, you may know that neither he nor you will be saved by having done that. Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So you see, you must do the will of God. It must be under the instructions of the Great Commission. Those who instruct you what to do to be saved must be those who are teaching sincerely and accurately the things of God. Now I urge you to read Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, which I have already read in previous broadcasts. You read it carefully and check upon me to see if I'm telling you the truth about these matters. I have already noted, as we have approached this from the matter of raising the questions, what great lessons can I learn from this particular portion of the Bible? The first lesson that I have suggested is this: the value of a single soul. And in that we have seen that even one soul, your soul, my soul, the soul of every person, is worth more than the entire world in the sight of God. Now a second great lesson to which I wish to call your attention is this: that God is especially concerned with those who are concerned for themselves. That is, they're concerned about their soul's salvation. Let's think about this man of Ethiopia. He was a man, first of all, who believed in God, not merely in a God, a false God, but in the one true living God. He was a man who was religious. We do not know whether he was a Jew or simply a proselyte to the Jewish religion. But at any rate, he'd made the long journey from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. He was religious then, and very sincerely so. He was a studious and zealous man. As he was riding along in the chariot, he was not involved in some trifling activity. Rather, he was involved in the study of the Scriptures. In fact, he was reading from the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, a wonderful, marvelous prediction, prophecy, of things concerning the life and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was further a very honest man, eager to learn. When the evangelist Philip came up alongside his chariot and asked him if he understood what he was reading, he replied, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" He was a humble man. He was not a know-it-all. He was rather willing for Philip to tell him something that might be helpful to him. And when he learned the truth, he was honest about it. He was not a quibbler. It is very easy for us as human beings, even when the truth is plainly and simply taught to us, to try to find some way of avoiding that truth, some way of justifying ourselves in our error. But this man was not of that sort. He was an honest man, and as soon as he learned the truth, he wanted to obey it. And so we see this is a man who is deeply concerned about his own soul. And so we see that God has special concern about him. He leads, through the angel and the Holy Spirit, the evangelist Philip to come alongside his chariot and to preach to him the sacred will of God. So we've seen 2 great lessons to be learned, and the third one is this: that even though he was a sincere, zealous man, he was a lost man. You know, sometimes I find people who think that just because one is sincere, this guarantees that he's saved. But here we find a man who was as sincere, perhaps, as a man could be, and yet he's lost. But our discussion of that will have to wait until next time, because our time is gone for today. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, urging you to be with us for our next broadcast.